Amen.
Hey.
God bless you. God bless you. You may please open your Bible to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews. We may read the remaining parts some other time, but Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Now, Hebrews chapter 9, thank God for how the Holy Spirit has been leading us as a church and as individual, as a family. We thank you because the Holy Spirit will never lead you astray. Now, I remember yesterday, during the Bible study, we were asked to ask God, to reveal himself to us. And I remember mentioning by the help of God that God revealed himself to us in diverse ways. He revealed himself to us in diverse ways. After the service yesterday, my family and I stopped by to get something from the store. And as God will have it, we got one, but we ended up leaving there with two. And the second one was at no charge. And so when we got home, it was still surprising to me and my wife. But the Lord spoke to me. He said, I just revealed myself again to you. So that means what you were supposed to pay for two, you ended up paying for one. That is favor. I pray for somebody today. God will yet reveal himself to you in a way you have never seen in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Hebrews chapter 9. God has been speaking to us on the subject, the overcomer's life. That is the life we are ordained to live. We are not ordained to live the life of failure. God have not sent us into this world that we may be defeated. He sent us that we may win. But then it's important we know how we can win and how we can engage, even carefully, so that we ourselves will not become victim. So we mentioned that you need to understand what Christ has done. The place of his presence is very important. Walking by the Spirit, they that walk in the flesh cannot please God. So walking in the Spirit at all time. The place of holiness is very, very key, very, very vital. And then the discerning heart is also very key and very vital. Now, constantly, every day, engage the blood of Jesus. That's how to win. That's the number five. How do you live the overcomer's life? Engage the blood of Jesus. Some of us don't know the efficacy of the blood of Jesus. You don't know how powerful it is. You just hear people say it, and you to just join them and say, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Some people have even turned into play. No, don't joke with the blood of Jesus. Anytime you call upon Jesus and you request for his blood, if you are serious about it and you are not joking with it, he responds immediately because the blood has been shed. Now, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, I read, but Christ being come, and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. By his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Did you see that? For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit of offered himself without spots to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God? We'll pause there. Engage the blood of Jesus daily, always. The blood of Jesus is powerful. And why did we say it's powerful? Because the blood of Jesus is holy. The blood of Jesus is the blood of God. The blood of Jesus is void of sin. What is it that makes different from the blood of man, from the blood of woman, from the blood of animals, bulls, goats, and calf, and all of them? Is that those ones does not lead to purification. You see, if anybody still tells you at this point with what Christ has done, that they still kill chicken and begin to use the blood to touch their head, to touch their household, to touch their children, to prevent evil. I tell you, that is idolatry. That is idolatry. But the blood of Jesus, the blood of chicken cannot protect you from evil. The blood of chicken cannot protect you from evil. I want you to know that there's no protection anywhere else. I always remember the story of one of my friends back in school. My wife knows him. We call him Uncle T. Now, Uncle T is his grandfather from his mother's side, happens to be an herbalist. So for those of us who are not from abroad, like us, herbalists are, are people who do voodoo. They are idol worshippers. And so the man happens to be a cork herbalist in somewhere in our part of the world, very pronounced and known all over the community. Now, and so this my friend back then in school, his mom would tell him and say, "Go and see your grandfather before you go to school to get some protection." And because he's a very mild-spoken person, he would tell his mom and say, "I don't need to go to grandpa for protection." And his mom will, of course, will say, "Ah, my this boy, you don't know what you are doing." But he will say, I don't need it now." But something happened one day. So this boy has been telling his mom gradually about the need for his mom to come to Christ and to know God. Is that one day, my friend returned back from school and he heard that his grandfather had an accident. And that the accident was that he was hit down by a motorbike. And so his mother told him, I said, "Your grandfather had an accident. He was knocked down by a motorbike." And then because he's a very funny person at the same time, he could laugh at everything. And he told his mom jokingly, I said, "Ah, I thought you said my grandfather is powerful. Why is it that he could not foresee that there was evil coming and then protect himself from being knocked down by motorbike?" That tells us is that herbalists cannot protect themselves if God is not protecting them. But the blood of Jesus is stronger than every other blood. When you plead the blood of Jesus over your body, strangers will leave. When you plead the blood of Jesus over your home, strangers will leave. When you plead the blood of Jesus over your finances, cankerworms will stop eating your finances. When you plead the blood of Jesus over your body, cancer cannot eat your body. Diseases cannot eat your liver. So the blood of Jesus is available. But before you can plead the blood of Jesus, you must be a child of God. The blood of Jesus only responds to those that are children of God. Unbelievers even plead the blood of Jesus, but it only responds to those that are born again, those that are on the Lord's side. The blood of Jesus is not available to everyone, particularly those ones who are not born again. And so we see here that Christ's blood purges our conscience. The blood of animals cannot purge your conscience. The blood of goats cannot purge your conscience. There's nothing else that can purge your conscience. There's no water anywhere in the world that can purge your conscience, only the blood of Jesus. So how do you live overcomer's life? Number five, engage the blood of Jesus daily. I want you to bow down your head as we pray this morning. Now you have heard the word of God. First, you are going to thank God for the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. We heard a story of Pastor Yi Adebayo, how one of his sons in the Lord and the wife, they keep missing their money. If you have read the open level, I'm sure he shared that some time ago. They keep misplacing their money. The wife will keep money and then he will be asking the husband, "Did you take my money?" And the husband will keep money and the wife will be asking the wife. So it's like money just disappear in their house. And then when the case was brought to Pastor Yi Adeboye many years ago, and he told them to engage the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus silenced that demonic spirit that steals money away from their house. And that was the end, and many other examples and testimony. So now, first, you are going to say, "Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that is available for my protection, for my healing, for my deliverance. Go ahead and make that your prayer, whatever it may be this morning. Give God the praise. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the blood of Jesus that is available for you and I. It's available for our protection. It's available for our healing. It's available for our own, even for us to live a good life, to be free from every arrow of the wicked. Give him the praise and say, Lord, I thank you that I can call upon the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A louder amen. And then lastly, now you are going to begin to engage the blood of Jesus. First, over yourself. You are going to decree, I plead the blood of Jesus over my body, over my spirit, over my soul. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Plead it over your family. Plead it over your property. Everything that has to do with you, your wife, your children, plead the blood of Jesus over them. Your car, plead the blood of Jesus. Go ahead. Plead the blood of Jesus over 635 Sargent Avenue. Plead the blood of Jesus over the road. Plead the blood of Jesus over your career, over your study, that business instrument, that business machine. Plead the blood of Jesus. Don't underrate it. Don't underrate it. Don't underrate it. Don't underrate the minutest thing. Plead the blood of Jesus on it. Even if it is your pen that as you're walking there, that you're using for, you know, as you're walking, plead the blood of it to not malfunction. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children. Plead the blood of Jesus over your home. Plead the blood of Jesus over your driving today, over the road. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body, soul, and spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body, soul, and spirit. Over the body, soul, and spirit of my wife, my children, my brother. Over my home, over my car. In the name of Jesus, over 635 Sargent Avenue. I plead the blood of Jesus over all members of Jesus out, whether here, presence, or those anywhere they may be right now in the world. I plead the blood of Jesus over all our children. As we step out today, evil is forbidden. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body, soul, and spirit, and over the body, soul, and spirit, all members of Jesus as our family member all over the world. We refuse to be sick. I shall not be sick. You will not be sick in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over our marriage. I plead the blood of Jesus over all our young adults, over all our youth, over all our pregnancies, our babies in the womb. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your dream, in everything that you do, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and plead the blood of Jesus. You are here. You are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life, in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, please do join us for Believers Club, the same platform, coming Monday from 6:30. Now, you are here this morning, and you have been missing your items. You are here this morning. You have a machine that is not working, or something is not functioning the way it should function. It could be in your house. It could be in your place of work. It could be whatever concerns you, anything at all. Or somebody is falling sick today, been sick in and out of hospital. Now, I want you to, the reason God wants me to mention this specific case is that general prayers don't fly in the sight of God. It has to be specific. And so if any of this pertains to you, I want you to just, your own, you just stretch forth your hand. Now, if it does not pertain to, maybe you are sick in your body, whatever, you know, it may be, also lay your hand upon your body, and the rest of us too as well, just stretch forth your hand. Now, if you have any item here that you know that pertains to you, maybe it is your schoolwork, whatever thing that you know that is not working the way it should be, I want you to lay your hand upon it. And this morning as we pray, the blood of Jesus will silence every devourer in Jesus' name. Father, I praise your name this morning. I thank you for the grace together. Thank you for bringing your word unto us, teaching us on the need for us to engage the blood of Jesus daily so that we may live the overcomer's life. We are grateful. Thank you for preserving us from the arrows of the wicked. Let this word mix with faith in the heart of your children. Lord, I pray this morning, everyone laying their hand on any object that pertains to them, or laying their hands on their bodies, or stretching forth their hand, everyone present here and those that are not here, in the name of Jesus, as you call upon the blood of Jesus, Jesus will respond, and his blood will avail over your lives, over your body, soul, and spirit, over your home, over your family, over your children, your spouse, over your business, your career, whatever thing that pertains to you that you have suffered loss in the past. As from today, I plead the blood of Jesus over your life. As from today, you shall not suffer any loss. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you, you that have misplaced items, you that have machines that have damaged, you that maybe your research items are not going the way it should be. Whatever thing that concerns you, that has been developing faults, maybe you have been sick in and out, I pray for you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your body, soul, and spirit. As from today, I command that plague to cease in the name of Jesus. Amen. I command that plague to cease in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your going in and coming out, over your property, over everything that concerns you, every evil plantation in your neighborhood, in your community. I plead the blood of Jesus over your home. You are exempted from evil in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for answers to our prayer. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are prayed. Because the blood of Jesus has been shed for you and I, that evil symptom, you will see it no more in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. In this year,